To raise or not raise taxes, that is the question that's pushing Washington lawmakers into a second 30-day special session. The first overtime session ends Thursday without a bipartisan budget deal. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the latest.
There's Hamlet's agony.
To be or not to be.
And then there's Statehouse agony. It sounds like this.
With $500 million of additional revenue, you don't need taxes.
Even with the additional revenue, that doesn't fill the holes that they have in their budget.
That's Senate Budget Chair Andy Hill, a Republican, and House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan, a Democrat. After 135 days in session, they still don't agree on the question of taxes as part of the final budget. Hill points to last week's positive revenue forecast.
The argument to raise taxes, I believe, went out the window last Monday.
Hill used the 30th day of the 30-day special session to make public his latest offer to Democrats. He says it shows Republicans' willingness to compromise. For instance, it would fully fund state employee collective bargaining contracts if Democrats agree to open those bargaining sessions to the public. But the budget does not budge on taxes. Democrat Sullivan is unimpressed.
They hold on to their gimmicks, one-time expenditures. You can't do that. We want a sustainable budget which doesn't put us in a position where 2 years from now we're having this exact same fight.
This is not Hamlet staring at himself in a mirror. This is Democrats and Republicans staring at each other across the rotunda. And it could go on for another 30 days. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.